Welcome back to Padres Social Hour with Randy Jones. I'm Jesse Agler. Fun time of the year. A lot of good stuff happening in sports. Pennant race is starting to get going. Football's in motion. It's a fun time. And one of the other staples of this time of year on the sports landscape is the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
There you go.
And, of course, we had our guys from here. They made a run at it. Didn't quite make it all the way to Williamsport, but a really, really nice effort. But you go back to the last 10, 15 years or so, and really one story, I think, from the Little League World Series stands out above all the rest. That was the story of Danny Almonte in the summer of 2001. Everybody remembers he pitched for that Mid-Atlantic team. They were from the Bronx. Their field was in the shadows of Yankee Stadium, and the kid goes out there, and he strikes out 16,
nice.
Perfect game, whatever.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, it was just unbelievable, and you find out a little bit later he was actually 14 years old, and, of course, you can't be that old and play in the Little League World Series. And a really good 30 for 30 short on Grantland.com entitled Kid Danny debuted today on the website. And the man who made the film is Andrew Cohn. He's on Twitter at Andrew P. Cohn, and he's also on our telephone right now. Andrew, hey, really appreciate it. First of all, just outstanding work. It was really compelling and interesting and I think conflicting at times as well. When you finished this project and you walked away from it, what did you feel about Danny Almonte?
You know, I talked to a lot of people that knew Danny, and thanks for having me on. You know, everyone had such great things to say about him, and my experience was the exact same way. He's one of the nicest, most genuine, funny, really sarcastic, and he's just a great guy to be around. You know, we really had a great friendship, you know, throughout the making of the movie, and, you know, I think he has, you know, for someone who's been through so much, obviously, you're listeners are aware with the story, you know, he went through a lot, you know, in the media, and he was surprisingly open with me about the you know, all the happenings that went on, because at the time, you know, he didn't really have a chance to tell his side of the story. So I think it's nice for people to now hear, you know, from Danny, because he had all these adults speaking for him at the time, to finally be able to come and you know, talk about what happened.
I think the money question, for lack of a better term, is the people are wondering is how much did he know about everything when it was going on? Did he realize he was breaking the rules? And he sort of answered that question, I think, in the movie. He partially answered that question in the movie. But your sense from having spoken to him and spent time with him and with other people, was he just an innocent pawn in this, or you know, with the adults in his life? Or what do you think coming out of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, people should watch the movie. But, you know, he admits that he knew in the movie. And, you know, he talks about, and I think the sense that I got, he feels extremely guilty about what happened, you know, and, you know, like I said, he had people that loved him very much pulling him in various directions, you know, and I think that, yes, he did know, but like he says in the movie, you know, when your dad tells you to do something, you do it. And, you know, it also is a timing situation too. I mean, he didn't really learn until he was, you know, almost in the championship game. So at that point, it was too late. You know, this is a kid that doesn't speak English. And he's in a situation where, like I said, one person is telling him to do one thing, his conscience is telling him to do the other. And, you know, the film, a lot of it is about his relationship with his dad, his relationship with his mother. So you get to learn a lot more about that side of things, too.
Yeah, and I would think, Andrew, that, you know, it would be the dad. I mean, you know, like we all sense that. We're going to do what our dad tells us to do at that age. And, you know, it's one thing about how much he knew, but, you know, you understand how much the adults knew.
Yeah, the guilt, you know, there's plenty to go around, you
right.
know, whether it's the coach, whether it's the dad, whether it's Danny. What I think it is, it's a symptom of something bigger, you know what I mean? And really the first time that the Danny Almonte scandal was really the first time that amateur sports had been tainted. And that was what really turned people off. This is the most sacred of all games. You know, the Little League World Series, where, you know, if you bring a birth certificate, you believe them. You know, I mean, it's their parents, it's the coach, it's the community thing. And so, you know, to see something like this happen, I think really, and if you just search Danny Almonte on Twitter this time of year, you can still feel the vitriol and people going, I don't watch a Little League World Series ever since Danny Almonte, which it still resonates with people, you know.
filmmaker Andrew Picone is with us on Twitter at Andrew Picone. The movie Kid Danny is a 30 for 30 short. Grantland.com. It'll be on ESPN tomorrow. A little inside baseball here, if you don't mind. How did it work sort of building the relationship with Danny Almonte, getting him to agree to this? Because, as you said, you know, we haven't really heard much from him publicly in the last 13 years.
Yeah, he's extremely reclusive, you know, and rightfully so. You know, he still lives in the Bronx. I live in Brooklyn. And when I had the idea to do a film about him, I reached out to just a media contact that I had that had interviewed him years ago. And I got some phone number from, I think it was his coach, and I finally got his email address, and I sent him an email trying to explain, you know, who I am. I'm not part of the press. I'm a filmmaker. I gave him a link to watch my first movie called Medora, which is about a winless high school basketball team in southern Indiana. And I think that he and his wife just sort of, the film resonated with them, you know, and the relationship started out, I mean, I hung out with Danny a lot without cameras, you know, just talking to him about what a film would be, if he was interested in it, going to watch some of his baseball games. So there was a lot of time and energy of just getting to know each other, because I knew what he had been through, and I knew that he wasn't, and you can't just walk into someone's house and expect them to just open up to you. You know, I feel like that trust as a filmmaker needs to be earned, and so I went about earning his trust and showing him some of my previous work. And, the movie is a very intimate film. He talks about some very personal things. And so I think hopefully people, when they watch the movie, they get a sense of, you know, our relationship and just, you know, what kind of guy Danny is, you know.
Andrew, what's Danny doing now?
Danny, you know, he's married, and he lives in the Bronx. He's coaching baseball. He's doing great. You know, he's surprisingly moved on. He had moved on when I showed up. You know, he had already moved on and had a good sense of humor about it, you know, and made jokes about it. And he still, you know, he lives in the Bronx. He gets recognized everywhere he goes. You know, every time he puts his credit card down to get a meal or whatever, people go, oh, man, you're the Daniel. I mean, in New York, it was a huge story, you know. And,
right.
And even before the scandal broke, you know, they were like the toast of the town, the baby bombers. So, you know, it was just I don't know. It was a weird time. You know, the couple of weeks before 9/11, it seemed so important at the time. But when you look back at it now, hopefully people can have some perspective on what happened, you know.
Really good. Andrew Cohn made the film Kid Danny, 30 for 30 short, available Grantland.com. It is absolutely worth your 17, 20 minutes, whatever it is. Really, really well done, Andrew. I enjoyed it tremendously. You mentioned in passing your basketball movie, Medora. I was clicking around the website today. It looks like a really a great movie as well. Maybe just the quick synopsis of Medora, you know, if people want to check that out too.
Yeah, Medora, it's a town in southern Indiana. It's about four boys who live in this very impoverished town. It's about their winless high school basketball team. It's the worst high school basketball team in the state and the smallest high school in the state. So they have like 12 kids in their graduating class.
Wow.
They didn't win a basketball game in like 3 years. So I really kind of went down there to make a movie about basketball and about this team trying to break this losing streak. And it ends up really being about this town and about these kids. And just what it's like to live in a town like Medora that's really struggling, and just what's happening to small towns all across the country that are really being hit by a recession. So if they go to medorafilm.com, they can check that out. And, you know, I appreciate you guys having me on. I would say go Padres, but I'm a huge Tigers fan, so I can't do that.
Oh,
84.
Oh, yeah. Well, 1984.
Yeah, we're bitter, Andrew.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. You have me back on sometime. We'll talk about the Tigers. But I don't really want to talk about it right now.
Fair enough.
Okay, okay.
Andrew Cohn on Twitter at Andrew P. Cohn, MedoraFilm.com for the basketball movie, Grantland.com for Kid Danny, catching up with Danny Almonte. Really, really good, compelling stuff. Hey, man, appreciate your time. It was great to talk to you, and good luck with everything.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, take care, guys. Take care, man.
Take it easy. Andrew Cohn.
Interesting.
It's really cool stuff because, I mean, New York or not, I was in Florida. You were in California.
Right.
I mean, it was huge, huge, huge there. I get that. And Giuliani shaking the kid's hand and everything. But, like, I mean, that was the story of that summer. I remember, like, you know, as I think I was a sophomore in college, and, like, you're watching the Little League World Series with your friends. And, I mean, it was a huge deal, and it really did sweep the country. Ooh. You know, coast to coast.
About dominating. I mean, yeah. He might have been a little older, but I mean, the kid definitely knew how to pitch. That was kind of impressive.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. He talks about that in the movie.
Yeah, even though you're cheating, I mean, hey, that was still pretty impressive.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, a couple of years older, but yeah, I mean, he's remorseful, and yeah, again, you watch the movie, you find out exactly. not exactly maybe, but you get a general sense of when he realized that, oh, this isn't right. You know, that you know, he kind of was in the dugout talking to one of his teammates at the Little League World Series, and it kind of, like, clicked for him. But, yeah, you think about that. You're, whether you're 12 or 14, your dad says, hey, this is what you're going to do.
Yeah, what are you going to do then?
What are you going to do?
You know, I thought it was great. You know, what are you doing now? And you mentioned he's coaching baseball.
Yeah, he's an assistant coach at a high school.
So, you know, he still has that passion for the game.
Yeah, no, he's playing on weekends in, like, a hardball league.
And I can't blame the kid for doing that.
Yeah, no, it's a tough one. But anyway,
a tough one.
Like I said, the movie's on Grantland.com. It's worth your 17 or 20 minutes. It's really, really good. So appreciate Andrew coming on. Meanwhile, if you're 14 and younger, so in 2001, Danny Almonte would have been fine.
Segue.
You can sign up for Junior Padres. It's the official kids club of the San Diego Padres. You earn great rewards by swiping your card at Padres home games and also enjoy great events like Junior Padres Sunday signings and much more. Sign up for free at Padres.com/Junior.
That might be the best segue I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Thank you. It was total happenstance.
Hey,
here's the thing. I got the cards stacked up next to me. I never even look at which one's next. I just grab the card, and Blooper puts them there, and I got to read it. And, of course, the first line of the card is, kids 14 and under. And
beautiful.
There you go. All right, we'll take a break, come back, get some more of your questions. Hope you enjoyed that conversation with Andrew Cohn as much as we did. Right here, Padres Social Hour.